free.
Okay, sir, what is your name?
Johnny Casas.
Mr. Quinones will be conducting the lead hearing today, sir.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your name and ABC number for the record?
Johnny Casas, 298-950.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, you too.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on July 2nd, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See if you're attorney with you and representing yourself today, sir.
Can you pull that up, please?
Okay. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Costas, if you could, when I'm speaking, hold the receiver down to your chin area because we can hear you breathing. Not to offend you, that's a very sensitive phone. They're different from facility to facility, but not until sensitive. So it's certainly okay when you're speaking to us, but in between, just kind of keep it in your chin. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the video conference screen, right now we're authorized for a three-member panel. We have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed acting board chairman, Mr. Michael Johnson, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in this room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Gossett and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Gossett, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or not. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it, but keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Casas. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal division company as follows. Violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report for a face-to-face contact visit on or about April 17, 2018, as verbally and written directed on March 13, 2018. Your whereabouts were known best you have absconded from supervision. Mr. Gossett, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two, and that is based on Mr. Gossett's admission. I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
I agree.
Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay. Mr. Costas, we're going to continue the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that will be determined by the board whether your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Costas. Mr. Turner.
Mr. Casas was released from ABC custody on 1-8-2018 and arrested on 6-3-2018 by Graham County Sheriff's Office. No new charges are noted. to return back to ABC custody on 6/4/2018, with an adjusted CCD of 11/23/2018. That's 47 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, commitment A, count 5, dangerous drug violation, 4 years. 2014, commitment A, count 7, resisting arrest, 1 year. 2014, commitment B, count 3, criminal damage, 1 year. 2013, commitment C, count 1, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2013, commitment D, count 1, shoplifting, 1 year. No prior terms, no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted, and no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is moderate, with drugs and finding noted. Other arrests, 2013, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapors, combo, Arizona misdemeanor, conviction, probation. He has a GED score of G1, B2.
Okay, Mr. Casas, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. Looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to live with your sister, Rosalinda Olas, at 734 East Comstock Street, Gilbert, Arizona. On or about March 13, 2018, you moved to your current residence of 2164 North Diane Mason Valley, Safford, Arizona. So is that where you lived up until being arrested?
Yes, sir.
And were you working at all when you were outside of prison?
Yes, sir.
Where were you working, sir?
South irrigation, mine. I never got fully hired into it because I'm an addict, sir, and I started using it. So I got the interview, I passed that, and then when I went to orientation, I fell.
You said you're an addict. Is there a particular drug?
Yes, sir.
And how long have you struggled with heroin addiction, sir?
5 years.
I'm sorry, 5 years?
Yes.
Thank you. And have you been clean since you've been arrested?
Yes.
So when you were arrested, did you have to go through detox, or how did that work out for you?
No, I didn't go to detox.
I mean, were you addicted to the point that you needed to detox when you were arrested?
No.
Okay. We have programming notes that you were given drug score 3. You're directed to obtain a substance abuse evaluation and attend treatment. You're encouraged to apply for access and request a substance abuse evaluation, attend Narcotics Anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous, or would have to attend substance abuse treatment at your own expense. You did not provide any proof that you attended substance abuse counseling, so did you at least try when you were in Gilbert or Safford?
When I was released, no, I didn't try, but I did all kinds of substance abuse classes while I was in DOC.
So if, and it's kind of a tricky question, but regardless of how this board votes today, what are your plans about dealing with your drug addiction?
Telling the truth, sir, I'm still working on it. I really don't know.
Well,
I mean, do I think I belong here? No, do I think I belong in a rehab? Yes, but I can't tell you how I'm going to react to me. Unless I go to my hometown. Like, my hometown is in Safford, Arizona. Like, I just always get in trouble there. I don't get in trouble anywhere else. So, like, if I were to get released, like, I shouldn't go back there. I need to go somewhere else.
Do you have other places you can go besides Safford, sir?
My sister lives in Gilbert, and I went back to Safford because of my drug addiction. I should have my back, my sister's in a good place in Gilmore, or my dad's in Texas.
This, a couple of these questions are curiosities. One is heroin readily available to you in Safford? Is it easy to get there, or?
Yes, sir.
And how is it that you're able to stay sober now? And the reason why I ask this is because we know that drugs continue to be available inside the Department of Corrections. So, like, what is it that's keeping you sober now?
Okay, here's what happened. When I first came down to GOC in Yuma, I was clean for 2 years, and then central office sent me to Keenan to a yard that's flooded with drugs. Sending an addict there, I had a relapse. I got in trouble and went to Tucson, and I never recovered. I got out, still kind of using, but I didn't do what I thought I was going to do when I got out.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you, Bill, hold on a second. You were missing for 47 days, so what were you doing during that time?
For 47 days?
Yes, sir.
I was going from Safford back to Gilbert for a job, because like I said, staying in Safford was kind of abusing.
And why did you decide to break off contact with a parole officer or not get substance abuse treatment?
Because I was scared.
And
not to the point where I needed to detox. I was just using like once a week, but I'm still using. Understand that?
Thank you for pointing that out. And that's interesting to me. You know, usually I tend to think of heroin addiction as something that's constant. But I guess there are people that only use weekly. What was it that caused the Graham County Sheriff's Office to make contact with you when you were arrested, sir?
I was with my brother and his girlfriend. We were just driving to pull us over, and I had a warrant.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask my fellow board members, do you have any questions for you? Any questions from my fellow board members? Mr. Costas, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important to share or for the board to understand before we deliberate? Thank you, sir.
Well, sir, I just want to say that I really want to try if I do the release, because I am sober now and I have been. And I plan to be, but honestly, I couldn't tell you the truth about if I am going to be sober when I get out or not, depending if I stay away from my hometown. That's pretty much it, sir.
Well, thank you, Mr. Casas. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like they were speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona? So if you just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is a tragic case. I actually feel for Mr. Casas. It sounds like he's having a real struggle with heroin addiction that's been on again, off again, in addition to having access inside the Department of Corrections. I do appreciate that. I think he has the right attitude. I think he may be heading in the direction of making a decision for himself to stay clean, but it's fairly fresh. And that combined with the fact that he disappeared for 47 days, I'm just not finding him a suitable candidate for community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
I agree.
Thank you. I will now make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018W1463, our discussion with Mr. Casas, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Casas was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Casas, your supervision has been revoked and will be released on or about November 23rd, 2018. I recognize that may sound like a long time away, but that is really about a little less than 4 months. So we encourage you to take advantage of these last weeks to put together a plan for your return to the community. You stated that Safford's not a good idea. It sounds like you have family in the valley near Greater Phoenix. And Narcotics Anonymous, I believe, is available to you inside the Department of Corrections. So please pursue any programming or counseling that's available to you. Think really hard about what you want to do with your future. You're a very young man. You got your whole life ahead of you. You don't have to spend the rest of it hooked on heroin. I think we can both agree no good would come of that. So this hearing is concluded. We do wish you the best. We wish you a safe and productive return to the community. No further discussion will take place, and we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, Mr. Casas.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too, sir.